You have deep answers,
Okay.
but I'm getting. So you always hear about American dreams, right?
Oh,
Coming
yeah.
here is American dreams. Do you think that you have lived your American dream coming here to the US, or it's just a reality that
For me personally, I feel like I'm very lucky. I have the best of both worlds. I have the American system that rewards me for working hard, and at the same time, I have my Filipino family values that help me no matter what. Because I know some Americans who don't help their children through school, you
Yeah,
know, and it seems,
especially if they reach 18, you're kicked
yeah, it's
out.
like, oh, you're done, you know. But I'll always be, even though I'm so much older, I'll always get anything I ask from my parents. Of course, they'll give me even if it's hard. So I have the best of both worlds for sure. I'm still working. I don't know if I can say, have I reached that dream? Or I'm still young, so I know that that's things are going well for me. And I think as far as my parents, I think they're pleased because, you know, we have a house in Daly City. Their kids are all going to school or have gone to school. My 2 year younger brothers are still in school, but you know, everybody's healthy, everyone, or at least, you know, has access to health, and we all have cars, you know, like we don't have any real struggles compared to, we're not like filthy rich, you know, but we're fine, we're good. So I think if that was what my dad had in mind, to come here and live a better life, then that's good.
So can you actually tell me more about yourself that I didn't ask you questions, but it's gonna be like comparing your life here and the Philippines, that I should know more about you.
Well, there's certainly a lot of internal conflict with identity. You know, with being American, having Filipino culture, having Chinese friends, looking Spanish speaking. A lot of people speak Spanish to me. So, it's all mixed up, and it's all, in a lot of ways, that's good, and sometimes it doesn't feel so good. I remember the last time I was in the Philippines, and I took a tour. It was an entertainment tour, but it also had a lot of history, which is, I love that kind of stuff. And they served halo-halo, and they said, oh, well, halo-halo is a good representation of what it means to be Filipino. It means to just be mixed up with all sorts of things and all sorts of histories. And I agree with that. That is how I really feel. Because on one hand, it looks like, oh, we've just been influenced by lots of other cultures. But I think, you know, we take what's good for us and make the best of it. And we're really lucky to have all that influence. And I feel like that I have that in me. You know, being mixed, taking a little bit of everything, making that work, and being, you know, Filipino.